poll, Republican Lori Chavez de Remer shows double-digit lead over Democrat in Oregon's 5th Congressional District. By Jacob Bliss on September 5, 2022. Republican Lori Chavez de Remer shows a double-digit lead over Democrat Jamie McLeod Skinner in Oregon's 5th Congressional District, according to a recent poll. The recent Clout Research poll regarding Oregon's 5th Congressional District shows Chavez de Remer with 44% of the support among 410 likely voters. In comparison, McLeod Skinner only has 34% of the support from the respondents. The poll also found that 21% of the respondents were undecided. Additionally, the Republican holds more support from her own party and those who identify as independents. 73% of the Democrat base and 24% of the independents would support McLeod Skinner, while 84% of Republicans and 44% of the independents would support Chavez de Remer. The Clout Research poll also indicated that both candidates do not have great favorability. Only 21% viewed McLeod Skinner favorably, while 28% viewed her negatively. For Chavez de Remer, 22% viewed her favorably, while only 13% viewed her negatively. The poll was taken with 410 likely voters in Oregon's 5th Congressional District from August 15 to 18. There was a 4.84% and a confidence interval of 95%. The left-leaning website 538 gave the Clout Research poll a BC rating. Courtney Parella, a spokeswoman for the NRCC, said, "Voters aren't happy with how Democrats are leading our country, and it shows. Oregonians will vote Republican this November." In the primary election, McLeod Skinner successfully primaried the seven-term Democrat Representative Kurt Schrader, or Schrader received President Joe Biden's first endorsement of the year, looking to help drag him over the finish line, which was unsuccessful. Republicans are trying to unseat Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, from her speakership and take back the majority in the House of Representatives. Oregon's 5th Congressional District is one of the congressional districts targeted by the Republicans to flip. Much is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Republicans winning either one could mean the Democrats and Biden will have more difficulty passing their agenda before the next presidential election. For Republicans, winning the majority will require a net gain of only 5 seats in November. In 2018, the Democrats took the House from the Republicans. In 2020, after striving to reclaim it, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. According to analysts from multiple organizations and news outlets, Republicans are currently projected to win back the majority in the House with anywhere between 2 and 35 seats, while only needing to net 5 seats. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.